Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Game Dev Unchained, the number one game development podcast about game development and the lifestyle thereof. I'm your host, Brandon Pham, and with me, a returning special guest of the month, Ray Graham. How you doing, Gray?
What's up? How you doing? I'm good, man. I'm here.
All right. It's good to hear from you again. If you're hearing that voice and you're seeing that face, you know what it is. It's the Roundtable News episode. Let's get right into it. I think it's appropriate. I don't usually backpedal on my rants. Fortnite, as if they were listening.
They had a plan all along, man.
Like, they should have just not do anything else. Fortnite Lego is like the perfect thing that they needed at the perfect time. The timing was incredible with bringing back the old school Battle Royale map. A lot of nostalgia. My kid was giving me stat numbers. My 13-year-old kid was giving me the stat. Dad, did you know that this is the best Fortnite drop they ever had? 3 million concurrent players. I was like, why are you telling, how are you? So I was like, man, if the kids are talking about it like that, you know, they're doing very well. I mean, they're doubling Counter-Strike. They're doubling anything that is available in terms of Steam data, the biggest games. They're offshoots with Harmonix, the Fortnite festival.
Yeah.
The Rocket League version, yeah. Basically a racer. Is also doing, you know, not as great numbers, but we're talking about still in the, you know, nine digits, right? Millions of concurrent players, anything that any other games would be jealous of. And they released it all at once. So we are starting to see the blossoming of the true metaverse. I opened up the launcher finally, right?
Wow.
I was just checking it out. Wow. Lego Fortnite. It's Minecraft, right? Essentially, but officially what Minecraft, you know, copied from Lego, that they're doing it and it's great. It looks fantastic. And if I played it a bit and it was great to not have to shoot each other. You know, people were building things, creating villages, and both my kids, right? 6-year-old and 13-year-old were playing it and they were loving it. So that is Minecraft, not even Minecraft, that's Roblox age group right there.
Yeah, you know what, people don't really understand things until it affects them personally.
It was a bad storm. Even like Fortnite had the layoff, like Epic had to do that crazy layoff.
They did that layoff to focus on what they were really about,
the focus, you know. Not to be insensitive to the people out there.
Yeah.
But even the Epic people that got laid off, like, they were very careful with their words of, like, still championing Epic, like, on LinkedIn. It's like, every other place is like, screw this place. I hate this place. I can't believe they do this. But with Epic former employees, You know, they're like, hey, it was a great experience, even though I got laid
off. Well, you usually got to sign something, but they say that you can't be bad mouth from the company after. But everybody's like metaverse is dead, right?
Yeah.
And then just real quiet.
Right.
Epic's like, just watch this though. Yes, and I remember last time we talked, I talked about UEFN, right? A little bit. Yeah. We talked about that. You're like, you're hating, right?
I still hated it.
You see how they're like, okay, we'll use our own tools and build these different experiences with them. And it's just stacked up, right? And like, and creators can, if you're like a high level creator, you could also build an experience like that, right? But yeah, but you don't have the marketing machine and all that behind you. But yeah, like this is the little flower bud of Epic's version of the metaverse, and it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, I would say it's the only version of the metaverse, to be honest. Like, what metaverse are we talking about nowadays? That, I mean, there are indie smaller titles, sure, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's Horizon Worlds, man.
Stop, man, stop. I just recently got the Quest, right? Yeah. And I just gloss over Horizon. It's like, what is this shit?
Right. I haven't even. I actually have it, and I looked at it. It looks a lot like the tutorial area looks a lot better than I thought it was going to look. So
but it's never going to hit numbers that it needs, right? Like Fortnite just came out. Bam! Here's a trailer. You can play it tomorrow. And the talks around it, because it's an actual game, right? It's not
just that. Like, they have the Fortnite. They got the Lego thing. The harmonics thing, and then they got a racing game.
That's just like three big releases, right? Yeah. And I still stand by, maybe they can prove me wrong, but the UEFN is still stupid. Like, I go through the launch, right? I look at the three main titles, right? Yeah. Four in this case, the Battle Royale, the Lego Fortnite, the Harmonix things, the racing thing. I was like, cool, amazing offer. And then I get cluttered with all this crap. It's trying to get my attention. What is this? You know?
So that's what I'm saying. All it takes is like a professional team with some marketing behind them using that thing, and they probably could get you in there playing something. They probably can, you know.
Yeah, I mean? A professional team sponsored by Epic.
Not even sponsored by Epic, just all they need is money and talent, right?
That's what I mean. They literally went out to the Lego team, they literally went out to the Rocket League. Yeah. Like, legitimate.
Well, they bought the Rocket League team.
Yeah, they have.
Bought it. Harmonix, right? And but
did they buy Harmonix? So I
yeah, didn't know that. Yeah,
they so bought, I, that's they bought the thing I missed. Like, yeah. I never realized they bought the Rock Band team.
Yeah, they bought Harmonix, right?
When did they do that? I missed that memo.
Yeah, let's Google completely. It. Yeah, let's Google it. But that's how. That's why the Fortnite festival's in there. That's all Harmonix.
That makes sense. And they're gonna build what I read peripherals, which is very smart, very clever. I think.
I think they said the peripherals work, like the existing ones work with it or something.
They need an official one. Nobody wants to use their secondhand. Like, I don't even know where those are. My
guitar, it's in the garage.
Yeah, I don't even know where it is. I abandoned it as soon as like this is over with. Right?
Yeah.
But I hope they do something VR, man. To be honest, it's like I feel like Epic. Valve is kind of whatever, right? They make a game, whatever, right? But Fortnite VR would be huge.
I mean, they're probably working on it. Probably working on getting the engine more VR ready, because it still has performance issues and things like that when it comes to VR. There's other engines that are a better choice for VR, right? And so, yeah, they're probably working on, but they also might not see market there. You know what I mean? I don't know if they see that there's a huge market there or not, right? But they have some work to do on the engine before that could even. But if they do focus on that, yeah, it'd be kind of crazy. Yeah.
So I recently got the Quest 3, right? And I did the Steam Link, obviously. Powered up Half-Life Alyx, right? Walking around, I was like, yeah, this is still cool, right? This is really cool.
Half-Life Alyx is a good VR title, period.
Right. Yeah. It's a very good VR title. And then I played around with their, you know, apps on there. I got the Arizona Sunshine. right? Which is pretty decent. It's like the second one just came out as a zombie apocalyptic, more narrative. And I was like, oh, this is pretty polished for a standalone.
On this podcast, I've talked enough about Beat Saber. Like almost every episode, I mentioned Beat Saber. So
I got Beat Saber. It's a solid one. It's like I'm looking through the apps, and it's still very deserted in terms of like support. Right, Assassin's Creed just came out. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's like very few and far in between. Like meanwhile, I go on a Steam. And they're having Steam sales, like everything's out, right?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
So comparatively, VR is still very niche. By looking at the app store and
I think I saw some numbers recently. And like I think Quest 2 is by far the most successful platform, and it's like in the millions of units sold, right? So which is like pretty good. Yeah, it's decent. Compared to like, you know, 40 million. You know, switches and PlayStations and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's not even close, but like a couple million on Quest is definitely like the platform for VR. It's definitely like far and away the winner in that.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of it's untethered and all of those.
That is the huge appeal. Yeah. It was great that I had my computer going and I went to another room to have more room. Right, to walk around, and that felt fantastic.
Yeah.
But taking a break from VR for so many years, I would say a couple years, right?
Yeah.
Like I looked around, I'm like, you know, I'm a pretty big supporter of VR. I got not the original Oculus, I got the Rift S version, right? Mm-hmm. I even got the one that you snap your phone on.
You got cardboard, is it?
Yeah. No. It was the.
But they had the one after cardboard. It was a Google one, right?
Yeah, like a Google one. I tried that one. I even got the Oculus Go one, like the original prototype, right? Basically, the Meta Quest. And then I got the Meta Quest 3. It's like, dude, I bought pretty much almost all, except for all the Valve ones and Sony. Yeah. I was like, I'm pretty
there. The Meta Quest 3 is right there in the background.
You see it.
So I got it.
Yeah. On your side, yeah, I see it. Yeah. So like in terms of, like I still love it, right? Like I get it. You put it on, you get it. It's still very deserted in terms of app support.
I mean, there's a lot of, like you say, dessert. There's a lot of apps. It's probably just ones you don't want to
You know, play. I get the same feeling when I go on the Epic Launcher on Fortnite and I see three or four real titles, and then the rest of it is like user made, right? That's what I mean. That's what it feels like, right? You got your go to titles like the Beat Saber stuff. Like, oh, legitimate crap, right? It looks scammy, right? I'm just going through the app store, and what's interesting is it just needs a hardcore developer to really integrate. You know, if they have VR for Fortnite, how you know, that would be a killer app in my opinion, right? If they have it with this Lego, you know, adventure thing, even Battle Royale, even racing or the festival.
Yeah. Like racing definitely, right? Like, you know, if you're sitting there and you do cockpit view in VR, like that's always pretty cool.
But the idea is to, you know, cross play part of it. Some people just want to play keyboard and mouse, that's cool. Some people are joining the VR.
Yeah.
But having that like kind of cross experience.
Yeah.
I can't think of any game that is doing that right now. Like, is there any game that is doing that some people can join as VR? I mean, there, I know of Eve and some of these other games have blended experience, but not as promoted, right? As before. But I wanted to start off by acknowledging, right? Spoke a little too soon.
You're a hater. Hold on. Don't acknowledge anything. Just say, world, people that follow me, people that listen to this podcast.
Hey, man, the world actually agreed.
I, Brandon Pham, was wrong. That's all you need to say.
I will say this, man. Everything else that they're doing is still crap. Okay. Everything else about what they're doing with Epic is you know, I don't like it. And hey, technically, everything that has been done well, right, has been done by outside developer support, right? Lego team did this. Psychonauts.
Technically. Let's be real. They took the IP. Yeah. And they have an internal team that built that thing, right? So
you don't think the team that they folded in primarily worked on those things? Except for Lego, right?
For Lego, right? But for the festival, I'm sure they used something, you know, of course, right?
Yeah.
And then Psyonix, of course, worked on that, right? But they're using, you know, the engine that Epic has built, the tooling, the art team. And if you look at it, like just the visual quality of everything is like on a level, right? So they have like solid
yeah, direction across. Yeah, they look connected. Well, I'm excited. If that's the game plan, which I pitched, like they should have done this years ago. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing with your team?
Takes time, bro. Takes time.
Do you think they are going to continue life? Like the Lego Fortnite is the most interesting and it's the most popular, right? The other ones are great, of course, but the Lego Fortnite, do you see them licensing Fortnite with partnering other developers?
Yeah,
to fold into the metaverse. Is that the plan?
UEFN kicks that door straight open, period.
Forget UFN, all right? Lego Fortnite, right, was built on Unreal 5 point whatever, right? It wasn't UEFN. Stop with the UFN. They didn't use Unreal Light to build Lego Fortnite.
I'm 100% sure that was built on UEFN.
Really?
I'm pretty sure all of those experiences are built on UEFN.
Hell no. No way, man.
Pretty sure.
Telling me, like,
You're going to maybe Google it.
You better Google the shit out of that, because what you're saying is hearsay. Why would they use a light version when they can use the full version?
What's the point? UEFN is not...
I will say that they can use the assets. I've read that. All the assets built for those three or four experiences can...
Yes.
Be used in UEFN. I get that. But the original developers didn't use UEFN. They used Unreal Engine to build those things. Come on, why would they?
Lego Fortnite is built inside of Fortnite and powered by Unreal Engine 5, right? Like, you understand, if you know the engine,
yeah,
you could add plugins and game features and things on top of an already shipped game, right?
Yeah.
And The Lego group is already using Unreal Engine across its broad portfolio of play. Yeah. And are working to make these available for creators across the Fortnite ecosystem in both UEFN and Fortnite's creative tools. Like, yeah, bro. Yeah.
No. They use Unreal Engine. they're promoting UFN. I get it, right? But
yeah, no, I can imagine it's a Fortnite add-on, right?
Sure, yeah.
And that's, we just say that's the semantics as far as I'm concerned, right? Because Epic has been building that framework, that plugin system, so you could just do add-ons and mods for games really easily on top of existing games, right? So yeah, it's really cool.
All right. Well, there's so many things I want to talk to you about. You know, the Game Awards just happened.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, to me, in recent memory, probably the most memorable in terms of announcements and kind of looking forward to the next few years. Like, I saw some really cool games just happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got to talk about the No Man's Sky. To me, that was the most...
Oh, jeez.
All right. I want your opinions.
My main opinion is the Game Awards is too long. I'll be in that camp, but I'll say, like, the Game Awards is way, 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 way too long. And
it's the awards part, right?
And not enough. No, there's not enough focus on the awards part. It's just mad orchestra playing music and ads for games and trailers galore. Like I'm not mad at seeing all these trailers, right? But like the actual, like when you are actually doing what is it, like a rapid fire session on the awards for certain awards, and like really displacing their importance to just be like, these ones aren't important, let's just rapid fire them. Are you really an award show? But all you're doing is out here showing videos, and like, it's really a marketing event, right?
Oh yeah.
If, sure. And if it's a marketing event, just call it that. Just call it Game Showcase and be done with it, right? But if you're gonna call it Game Awards, actually like devote some time to the actual awards. How about that? So that's my main spicy opinion. It's not unique at all, because a lot of people were talking about that. But 100% agree. Like, it's an award show. Focus on the awards.
Well, there was a lot of controversy, right? I mean, people said that they didn't focus enough or any part about the layoffs, which is...
Yeah, there's that too. You know, you're celebrating. And, you know, I think that's okay. You want to celebrate the good of the industry and not really address, like, probably some of the games that were nominated had layoffs, right? You know, it's. I think that's fine. Let's focus. You want to focus on the positive. You want to... You don't want to be political, put that in quotes, right? So you don't want to talk about, you know, the current events going on in the world today and all that, right? So I understand that, right? But at least be an award show.
You know? Yeah, I think I think originally the idea is was award show, and they're like, no, and we need advertising money. It's like,
they need money to do the award show. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong on this. They need money to do the award show. But then at a certain point, it's like, okay, you're charging $50K per trailer. Yeah. Like, you could say, okay, we don't need any more now, right? But you just do mad trailers, bringing out Kojima, bringing out celebrities, and then you're rapid firing the best sports game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sports games don't deserve their creators to get up on the stage and accept an award.
Yeah. Exhibits? Yeah, they did like cut short a lot of the speeches and
not just cutting short of speeches. They didn't even have the ability to go up on the stage.
Right.
Because they just did rapid fire, like 2 second. Oh, this is who good won job. this is who done the award. You know, like, come on, man. Like that's the part, right? Like, and I get like the Grammys and the Oscars and some of these things do this too for the less important non-TV worthy awards, but this award show is 3 hours.
I know.
you got time to do proper.
Well, what's weird, it's not even on TV. I don't understand
what I'm saying, right?
It's
that's
online streaming.
Like,
we have streamers that go 8 hours long.
Yeah.
Isn't like maintaining the amount of people watching the main part of online streaming for revenue, right?
All I know is this, right? If you want to do a marketing event, do a marketing event, right? Yeah. Do some trailers at an award show. Yeah, celebrate the industry. But as long as it is, you should be able to give all of the awards time on the stage.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about this problem so many times. I mean, game developers are kind of like our second thoughts to everything, you know, to our own games, right? To people who make money off of games. And in this Game Awards show, I saw more celebrities than actually the developers.
Oh yeah.
I mean, except for the ones that are actually somewhat known, like Hideo.
There's also a lot of content creators there too, right? So it's just like, it's not about the developers, but it's just not.
So I mean, how this is the, like, are developers not sellable? Are developers not interesting?
Yes.
Like, what? Okay.
No,
it's a misperception right there. Yeah. We create so much good content. I mean, that all comes from interesting people.
I mean, some of them are, right? And there's been, I think Homeboy from Arcane Beyond.
Yeah.
Was interesting, and then the dude that's usually on there that's always swearing all the time, I can't remember his name, but anyway, that guy is entertaining, right? But generally it's like game developer, you know, you're just not going to get the love.
Yeah.
And we're not important, it seems. Only the game developers that we idolize and put up on a pedestal, Kojima. right? Legendary. Are the ones that were going to be like, yeah, you deserve to come out here and talk.
You know, Margaret. But that's part of the symptom of the issue of like why we have so many problems in the game industry, why it's so easy to kind of have the worst year but not be talked about. I mean, we just don't make.
But we don't, like, I think part of it too is we don't really inform, we don't do enough education to users, people that play video games.
Well, that's why I feel
the development process.
Yeah.
And then also, like, I do a lot of talking around getting more people into the industry. And a lot of times we conflate getting into the industry with some of the other things that support the industry, like content creation and streaming and things like that, right? But no, we want people building. We want people actually as developers, right? And that's why I give props to UEFN and Roblox and these things, right? Because they are gateways to creating more creators, more game developers, and that's what's important, right? You want more viewpoints, more variety, right? There's a lot of those trailers that are shown at the Game Awards that was the same old bull, right? And then there's also some dope ones too, some dope and fresh ones coming from new and interesting and fresh perspectives, and we need more of that.
Yeah, I think we have a long road ahead for sure. I feel like I'm trying to think of other countries, even Korea, like who worship or respect games to a certain extent, right?
Yeah.
If they have a different kind of perspective on creators in games, because in the West, I just don't see it as much. Like, here's an award show, right, that is to celebrate games. And I don't really see any snippet of the creators talking about. There was no speech that was mentioned, really, right?
Yeah.
And I understand the part about the layoffs and not trying to bum everyone out, even though it's the truth. But like it was the perfect moment to kind of highlight. Not about the layoffs, but you know, it is a perfect time to kind of start celebrating the creators behind these games, because you know, it's bad enough that we get laid off, but at the same time, not be celebrated for our own games and kind of being put in the shadows too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, should focus more on the awards and not so much on the marketing hype, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So many celebrities. I've seen so many clips of celebrities though.
Speaking of marketing, you wanted to talk about
So I want to know your thoughts. All right. So
my thoughts are, I'm going to ignore everything about this game.
But these guys have the best comeback story of all time. Hey, I am the number one rancher.
No.
Let me play the demo while you talk over it. Give me the Ray perspective here.
No, dog.
What do I see?
No, it's like this, right? They've done an amazing job with No Man's Sky. Honestly, they've done more work to No Man's Sky than they really should have, period. Than they really needed to. Like they went, they really redeemed the No Man's Sky launch, right?
Yeah.
I've just just because of that is true.
History itself does not
mean that this thing is what it is. You know what I mean? Of course, they're going to use a lot of tech that they've built for No Man's Sky, right? Like, you know, you see procedural building stuff procedurally, procedural generation of the world, the biome.
1-to-1 scale Earth.
Yeah, saying that it's I can circumnavigate it and it's Earth and I can play with my friends and stuff. Cool story, bro.
Earth.
I will wait until it comes out.
Yeah, it definitely then, paints.
I'm not sitting here going to get all hyped up about it at all. Like, at all, right? Because that would just be silly. That's a
fool you twice.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Exactly.
But what? Okay.
It looks great, though. Like, what they're showing, of course, looks great.
Super exciting.
Of course, looks great. Yeah. You know,
like every game.
No doubt it looks great. What are they actually promising? What are they actually going to deliver?
Well, the tech wise, except, you know, obviously, you're way smarter than me, right?
Yeah.
What are the challenges of doing something? Is this impossible during this time, or what?
I mean, they've probably solved.
Let's kind of name. Let's name the selling points, right?
No, they've
probably Wonder One Earth. It's the same Earth, supposedly, that every player will be a part of.
Yeah, yeah.
How is that possible?
Like, if you did a procedurally generated Earth, right, and you give everybody the same seed and the same input data to procedurally generate the thing, like, it's probably going to be the same, right? And I think, like, there might be some smaller details that might be different between players, right? Like, not every blade of grass is going to be exactly the same, I don't think, right? So there's that, right? Just the things, the important things that you can interact with are going to be there, right? Some of the other challenges are just like large world type things, like, you know, floating point precision, all that. But they've kind of solved a lot of those problems with No Man's Sky, right? So, like, building upon the No Man's Sky tech to build this is, like, very plausible. You know what
this
I mean?
Is their own engine, right? It's not.
Oh, yeah, it's custom engine. Yeah.
So, like, there's no are way. Players there's able no way to overlap?
There's no way they're using any other engine to do this.
Yeah.
It's not
but
possible.
Like, players overlapping, I get, like, the same world, the same generation of the world. But is there overlap? Are players joining? They're joining different servers, but they're never going to meet, right? If I somehow.
I imagine that I don't know. I imagine they have some sort of, like, sharding system, right? Like, if you're in the same geographic location, you're on the same shard with other players, kind of thing, right?
The momentarily
and,
let you
yeah and then but if you're on the other side of the Earth, you're in a different shard than somebody on the other side of the Earth, right? So they probably some sort of spatial partitioning like that or something.
Is there any other game that kind of does some of this, like Eve or anything, or nothing?
I haven't seen it. Like, if what they're promising, I have not seen. Right. You know, it's kind of what, like, not even, I don't even think even Star Citizen is doing this, right? So
Star Citizen isn't doing anything.
Did you see their latest video? Anyway,
the latest donation video? Sure. I'm sure it's great.
But it's possible, you know, because of No Man's Sky's success and all the work they put into it. But
eight years of experience tells me they're a little bit more well equipped.
I get
your reservation, like everyone else. That's the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
But to fumble so hard on No Man's Sky and to do it again, I don't think anybody would put themselves through that disaster on purpose.
You understand. People that are like he's a, like, sometimes creatives get ahead of themselves because they're just too creative.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Like, we're not talking about Cyberpunk here, right?
They see the
like these guys no, look they, like they seem genuinely the 8 years of redemption.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and hate. I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to be a disaster. You can't trust them. I'm sitting here and saying, show me. That's what I'm saying. Like, show me, right? Like I'm not going to fall for the marketing videos. I will not. And it was literally, it's a spliced up marketing video, right? It's not showing you anything continuous. It's not showing you the gameplay, the flow, nothing. Cool. You have to show me. You know,
well, I believe them more than Gemini. I'll tell you that. I got to comment on that. If you're looking, how crazy is that? You know, as an engineer to release that, we're talking about Google Gemini, right? They're like, oh, this is better than GPT-4. This is, you know, it was just showing a pair of hands and they were like interacting with an AI system and they're showing pictures and the AI recognized patterns and was basically talking to you. And then 2 days later, you're like, oh yeah, this was wholly staged. Their stock market, of course, jumped before that. And then it dropped. Right.
Well,
What is that? Like, what is that? Is that desperation right there?
No, it's typical marketing bullshit.
But how you can't do that as a big company like that, right?
Like, here's the thing, right? It's like the thing is.
The funny thing is they abandoned Bard. This is like classic Google.
No. They didn't abandon Bard, because Bard is built on top of this, right? So this is the back end for Bard.
They gave it a new name, dude.
Yeah. But Bard is sitting on top of this, and Bard is still Bard, right? Somebody else said this, right? Because, of course, messaging and things get lost in the shuffle, right? Because if you're not clear about what you're doing, right? But definitely the video was edited.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So they, you know, pauses. Yeah, something to say fake, but pauses in response were edited out. And then also like questions, how the questions were built up were also edited out. If you wanted to have assumed best intent for the purpose of brevity.
Yeah.
Right. But it makes it look so awesome. Well, the edited seamless video, it looks so seamless and so perfect, right? But a lot of it was edited out. And that's the thing to me is like, I think like, if you just think about the things that it was doing, and if it was like long response time and prompting questions and things like that to get to the result, I think that's still very impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Right? It shows a potential roadmap.
Yeah, and so I don't understand why somebody was like, yeah, let's edit up this video and then put in the they also released a blog talking about that video. Mm-hmm. And the blog was more upfront about that video. But of course, this is the age of social media, right? Nobody's reading the blog. Everybody's just gonna watch
it. As if they did it on purpose.
Yeah, everybody's gonna watch the video and go, oh, the video is awesome, like, and then find out later that, oh no, it's an edited video, right?
Yeah, this is a conceptual video that wish we have 10 years from now. It's so fraudulent.
And they didn't need to do all that. It's just a straight up marketing blunder, right?
But why the timing? They were trying to take advantage of OpenAI.
No, I
messy think, the timing. Why rush something like that? Like you said, even if it's working slowly, super impressive, right? If you showed me on the edit version, it's like, hey, this is the potential that we're playing around with.
It was ready to release. And they wanted to release it to people. Of course, like in the AI space, everything like tomorrow.
Everything's moving fast.
Somebody's going to come out with a new model tomorrow. You know what I mean? Right. So they got to release this stuff when it's TikTok era, man. especially the AI stuff, it's moving so fast. And if you're not moving as fast as that, you're done. You're done for.
There's no investment money.
Yeah, so Google, Google released the thing. It's ready to release, right? And definitely the editing of that video made it seem way more awesome.
Yeah,
than it did.
There was a award show for editors in the tech world. That guy definitely nailed it this year. He had me full. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
What is this?
So when I first saw it, I was like, wow, this video is crazy, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was insane.
Yeah.
2 days later. Crazy.
Hence why, same thing with the No Man's Sky folk. I need to see it. Right?
No Man's Sky, don't put them in the same category, man. Like if anything, they are the opposite of Google. They sit on, like you said, on their announcement, they sit on it too long, right? Google abandons, their product as soon as they get announced.
They're definitely not abandoning this one, man. The AI craze is in full effect.
I bet you this is the last year we're going to talk about Gemini. No, they don't stick to anything, dude.
This is the one thing that's going to stick. But like AI is just too much of a craze right now.
It is too much of a craze for sure. But they're going to buy someone, and they're going to use that, and then it's going to die. I mean, the trash, takes itself out. Type of repeats itself. I don't know what's the same, but I will say this. All right. Speaking of the Game Awards show, right? Speaking of Hideo Kojima, I'm a big fan, but what they released was like, what is this guy can sell anything?
It's Kojima. You're like, okay.
I get it.
No, hold on. It's Kojima.
I get it.
No.
I trust.
You know, you don't have to trust because honestly, you might hate it.
Right.
Right. But you know one thing.
Yeah.
He's going to try something.
Oh, yeah. He's going to try something cool.
And he's going to try to do something different. And he's going to try to do something cool. And all the way up until that game comes out, he's going to show you crazy shit that you just don't understand. And that's just how it is. It don't make no sense. That's just how he rolls, right? But it's going to look great.
Right? Well, I would say this, right? I still, the Death Strand, the first one, the Death Stranding marketing campaign, while the Yakuza, like, basically, you know, destroyed him, tried to destroy his career, he was building up a studio with Sony, I think, right? It was a three. So I looked at the dates long ago, the beginning, the first announcement of Death Stranding to when it was 3 years. While he was building up a team, it was a 3 year campaign of his first announcement to finally shipping, right? Not even like announcing release, shipping. That is unheard of for a AAA game.
I would say it's unheard of, like AAA game.
It's very rare. Very rare.
But he's pro. Like
he's a pro. Yeah. That is a professional, right? So that earned, you know, that obviously doesn't earn my respect. That was major props of like, wow, probably, this guy.
It's probably a team of 1,000 people, dog. Like,
well, like, but like, you know how it is to build a new team from scratch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he took some of his friends, and obviously.
Contractors.
And but like to building up a new studio and like sharing basically how they were building the game along the way and shipping while he was managing this.
A lot of people hate that game, by the way. Right, so sure. It's also like you can say, hey, you came out 3 years, you made a game that a lot.
Hey, man, like, there's a Death Stranding too. All right, so it did all right. Okay, it did fine. Like the fact that he's still making, like anybody that is making their first game with a new studio, their hope is to just be able to kind of rinse and repeat and make a second game, right? So they're not looking for bonkers out of Metal Gear Solid, out of the park, you know? They're looking for, like, let's continue this because my old papa kicked me out to the curb and I got to rebuild myself. And that's another thing. He spent, like, 20-plus years at a company, right? And suddenly has to, like, because I was reading some of his stories, like, he didn't even know how to get, because he never been in the process of asking for money for a game, right? He had to go to a bank and they never heard of him. And
no, like, but dude, honestly,
the whole story.
It. No, stop it.
Stop.
Hideo Kojima is making a game. People are throwing money at him.
Stop no, it. He was telling.
No.
Read
no,
that
no,
story.
No,
he was like, he
no,
was having trouble looking no, for financing.
No. Yeah. He could go to a bank all day and the bank will not know who he is. You are correct. But you best believe Sony was like, whatever you need.
Right. Eventually. Yeah.
They know him.
Right. Right.
So stop it. Yeah. Stop it. Right. No, but the other part of that, though, that you're not talking about is that he mentioned streaming. He mentioned cloud streaming.
Yeah, so what?
Right. And I don't know what they're going to do, but for as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to platforms need games to show why you need to buy the platform.
Yeah.
Right? And when it comes to
for Xbox,
when it comes to streaming, xCloud, all of that, right? Why should I use these things? Cuz it's just an Xbox game running in the cloud. I can just run that locally. Yeah, sure. I don't need to buy a fancy computer or expensive console, but like, why though? Right. And it looks like this might be the first thing that comes out that will be like, this is why. Exclusive. And if it's good or bad or whatever, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
More so than anything.
It's definitely new. And that's exciting. Yeah. Yeah.
Not just new, if it leverages streaming and cloud capabilities to deliver a unique experience to players, that is something that is worth paying attention to.
All right. Well, let's talk about something that broke the internet too, right? This is outside of the Game Awards because, you know, they don't need the Game Awards, right? What's funny about this one is developer's son leaked it like 2 days before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
On his TikTok. What an what classic GTA. It sounds like one of those branch storylines. Actually, when you play GTA, the dumbass kid to get popular on TikTok got his dad fired. Oh, so bad. But, you know, we're talking about GTA 6, right?
Dog.
It looks so good that it made me... I'm playing GTA 5 right now just to prepare. Right. I don't know where your history is with GTA.
Dude, I've played GTA ever since the beginning.
Exactly, right? So I think I'm actually
a hater of the open world GTAs because I remember playing the first GTA, GTA 2.
Top down. Yeah.
The top down style. And I love those games. Right. And so when it went kind of like open world, third person perspective, I was kind of like, meh. Right. And I'm still kind of meh. Like I'm not that much of a GTA loyalist. Right. However,
Look at this. How this can looks, you hate this?
No, this looks fantastic.
Right. This looks like amazing. Like I'm playing GTA 5 on the PC modded, right? They have the natural vision modded, so it upgrades the texture. Yeah. So you know, because it is like a PS3 game or something, right?
Yeah.
But it modded. Oh my god. Cool. It feels like I'm going through Los Angeles. And what a relief committing crime. It's just so fun, man. The game design, like, you know, GTA, say what you want, say what you don't like about it, but especially whenever it comes out, it is like a stamp of social commentary of where we're at as a society, Americana style, right?
I don't know if I could have.
Hey, man.
Because it really traffics in some of the worst stereotypes.
Of course, but it right. does it in a comical, satirical way, right? On purpose. That's it. Right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It makes fun of the silliness of the society that's what's happening at this time, right? And, you know, it takes 10 years to make. And what game does that? Yeah.
I would definitely say this trailer definitely alludes to that way more. By spoofing some TikTok,
some real TikTok moments, moments. Yeah,
I get it, right? But also at the same time, Miami's a place, man. Miami's a place, right? And it's very easy to like go overboard, right? And GTA will definitely go overboard. Like you got some girl twerking on top of the car and stuff. You know, I get it.
Chasing a fat guy at the gas station.
Yeah.
Can't wait, dude.
I get it.
Oh my god. What games look like this right now?
It looks incredible though. Like the
character. How are you able to do this?
No, the character rendering is just this is top tier. Top tier character rendering, period. Right. I'll say it, like a lot of these games don't know how to do black hair. You know, and there's some black hair in here that looks pretty good. It's very good, very very good. It's like more to the beginning. You go to the beginning, right there.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's a fantastic hairstyle. And it looks great, right? So like the rendering, the character rendering is just
this is what I'm excited about it too. I mean, it's evolved so much. I mean, the single player is going to be bomb, right? But not enough credit goes to GTA Online, which is what's been prospering ever since the last release, right? Red Dead Redemption, gave it some life for Rockstar in between. But the GTA Online, we're talking about Fortnite being a major metaverse that's building. I think GTA Online is another metaverse
GTA Online is not a metaverse because there's only one universe, right? But it is a huge, like, it made
it's a huge, massive multiplayer online.
Yeah, made tons of money, no doubt.
And to me, I'll take that definition of metaverse over. I'll start with that.
You'll make a new version of a new definition.
Hey, man, if they release this and Red Dead and this now gen, next gen transition and just combine those two versus.
Yeah,
I'm good. I'm good. Why wouldn't they do that? Why shouldn't they do that? They should do that.
I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm just saying they're not going
to. Take Two should just like dump the next Bioshock, whatever game they had. Like besides that, and like you know, NBA 2K, right?
Ooh, that's cold blooded.
You know, GTA, NBA 2K, Red Dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the Civ team. I mean, they have a lot of good licenses, man.
It's yeah, like, hit play, hit they? Play on that. Just hit play on that.
This one.
Yeah. Cause like, oh man, this is so good. Yeah, the character writing, the facial animation, the water is incredible.
Everything looks Sam.
Home map, everything. Lighting's dope. That's incredible. This is dope. Like, yeah.
Like, I'm just playing GTA 5 with, you know, upgraded textures. I was like, and you squint a little, it feels like I'm going through Los Angeles. And that's like a 10-year-old kid.
Yep.
Look at this.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. They got the booty jiggle physics.
Yeah. 2025, bro. PTO all year. This game has been leaked like 3 times right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, leaks never really hurt.
The thing is, when you're the most one of the, like, as with all of these big titles, right, it's going to suck all the oxygen out of the room. And so when you're that, people are going to want to leak. It's going to leak, right? Just because it's that so big of a deal. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it broke the internet, right? Yeah. The amount of every social media. I mean, what company can do that where they can just live outside of the Game Awards and just release their trailer online randomly? And the world just goes crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what's surprising to me is, like, this is kind of like a game from our generation, right? To see the newer generation embrace the GTA the same exact way. I don't think any other franchise is having that type of reaction.
I don't know if it's the same exact way, because definitely in our generation, there was like people taking steamrollers and rolling over GTA discs and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So it's definitely not the same way, because like nobody's calling for a boycott, at least not yet, boycott of GTA 6, right?
They're trying to. I've seen a couple.
But definitely it's just the same old thing, right? Stereotypes, the stereotypes of traffic in Miami. They're pretty good at representing different cultures, right? So like Miami, yeah. I expect to see a lot of Jamaicans. I better see a lot of Jamaicans in this or I'll be upset. Because Miami is a ton of Jamaicans, right? And Cubans, right? So like if it gets that part of Miami right, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, their last Miami was Vice City.
Yeah.
GTA 4? No, not 4.
I don't even know what the number
is. It's like GTA 3 offshoot.
I think it was GTA 3 Vice City, wasn't it? I can't
remember. Yeah, Vice City. Oh man, that game was fun too.
That's one of the ones I didn't like actually.
How are these? I'm just impressed because it's not even for next gen, it's for this gen and no PC version announced. So I might have to actually get a console for this one.
I'm thinking that might just be an oversight, or maybe PC will be like a delayed release, because
PC's always delayed for GTA.
Like, because if you want to do it right, you need to spend the time and do it right.
Dedicate.
If you want to support 144 frames and all the latest stuff, right? You need to have a team dedicated to that. So they're probably just waiting, like focus on console version. Don't be like Cyberpunk, you know?
Oh my God.
And release some really good console versions and then release the PC version, maybe. Or maybe they later on they'll be like, yeah, no, it's coming to PC too. Like, who knows, right? But
So what game got you excited from the Game Awards that looked doable, looked like a real thing?
I'm glad you asked. I'm trying to remember it right now. The name is eluding me. It's 3 letters. What type? 3 letters from an African dude who got up there and talked about his
Zao.
Yes.
Let me get that.
Zao. Yeah.
This one I actually missed.
Tales of Kenzera. Zao. Yeah.
Zao, yeah.
Yeah. Z-A-U. Incredible. I was like, okay, let me see this indie game.
It's like a side scroller. What is it?
Yeah. I was like, let me see this indie game. Let me see what he's talking about. And then they showed the gameplay and I was like, yes, yes. Take my money. Have it all.
Where are the developers though?
I don't even know. I think they're based, have to do some search on that. Right. But the guy that introduced it is Abu Bakar Salim.
Right. Damn, dude. So authentic.
I have to figure out where the dev team's located, right? And how big
it looks cool.
Is. But no, this looks cool as hell, bro. I like these type of things. Kind of reminds me of like Ori or...
Well, Ori announced their new game too.
Right? Yeah. That looked incredible too. Or Death Cells, you know, like it's right. Just... Yeah, I like these type of games. So, and it's just... It looks like it has style for days.
Yeah, it looks
style, cool. Style unique, for days. Yeah.
This and Wukong got me. The Wukong.
Nah, no.
You don't like Wukong?
Yeah, it looked all right. The other one, though.
Ori guys?
No. The Ori one was good, too. But the other one that I was super hyped on. What was it called? It was called Kimberly or something like that.
Kimberly.
Oh man, yeah, I might be saying it wrong. Kimuri.
How do you spell that?
K-E-M-U-R-I. Kimuri. That also, like, that was just a trailer, and that looking like oozing style, right?
Oh, Kimuri. Okay.
Kimuri. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the CG one.
But yeah, like I'm not looking at the graphics saying like the games will look like this, but the art style, the it just oozes style, right?
Yeah, it's a cool style.
The style's just dope, right? Fast pace, yeah. Like the shots, like come on, man, look at this.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, look at this. And if you do like some sort of parkour like this.
Yeah, it's very Japanese anime-ish.
Well, it's 100%. Yeah. it's a Japanese game. But it looks incredible. You know.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You play co-op or single player. Yeah, dude. So those are the two. Those are the two where I was like, "Oh, this is something different. Like, this is actually something cool."
Yeah, I would say, yeah. There's definitely some standouts, and there was like a lot of like, "What is this?" I felt like some of the games, and felt like it took a step back. It didn't even look like a good CG.
If you had the money, Jeff was putting you on. Like, he was like, "Pay me, I'll put you on. I don't care." Like, there was no curation, even. Like, some of the stuff was garbage. Some of it was bad. Yeah.
Take a step back. Yeah. Like usually from those teams that have money, you know, you kind of expect like, yeah, non-playable, non-gameplay, but you know, it's a good CG video, right? But like I was looking at the characters, is this stylized or just bad graphics? And you know what I'm talking about. Basically all the games that we didn't mention. I was looking, it's like, why are we...
Oh, the other thing I'm excited about is Blade.
So Blade was didn't show anything, right?
They didn't show anything. And oh, of course. And then the other thing I'm excited about, Sega.
Sega?
Yeah, they did a trailer showing that they're bringing back Jet Set Radio and Crazy Taxi. And something else. They're bringing back something else. But yeah, if you bring back new versions of Crazy Taxi and Jet Set Radio, I'm giving you all of my money, right, for that.
I like Crazy Taxi. I never played Crazy Taxi outside the arcade, though.
What? So is it the same? What?
Well, without the what? Peripheral, no, like no. On the controller, is that as
no,
fun?
You're a scrub. Yeah. No, on the controller, you could do the same stuff you're doing in the arcade, like the super boost. You could do it on the controller by just like rolling your fingers. Like,
I love playing the arcade. No, I never played the home version.
I played it a lot in the arcade, and then I played it a lot on Dreamcast. Like a lot, right? So,
Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember my friend having the Dreamcast. Like the only kid in my neighborhood that had a Dreamcast.
one of the best consoles ever made.
It was a really good console. I mean, it was the first controller that actually was a console in itself.
Yep, yeah, one of the best consoles ever made. Man.
But PlayStation just like outhyped them.
Yeah, they did. Like, you know, it just turns out like quality of console cannot trump quality of game, right?
But it had good games.
There's a lot of good games with Dreamcast, but yeah, but the PlayStation just had way more. Like, PlayStation was kind of crazy.
Yeah, it had a lot of IP. What is this? It's giving me like a whole new. Let's try it again. This reminds me of the Insomniac game.
And that Streets of Rage coming back.
Streets of Rage looked cool. What is this?
That was, shoot, was that a Kami? What was that? I
don't know. It's not Ninja Gaiden, right? Shinobi, Golden Axe. So they took all their old IPs and just made new versions.
They're making new versions.
And Crazy Taxi,
new version. Right? If you do it right, man, I could be with that.
No, I was telling you, a bunch of my friends, it is the era of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. There's so many remakes nowadays. Mm-hmm. And people are all lining up for it, right? I mean, even your game got a remake. Dead Space did better than the other one. Did better than, you know, the guy who created Callisto Protocol. It did way better. It looked way better, in my opinion.
No comment.
I'll say it. It looked way better, dude. No, I saw Callisto Protocol. I was like, oh, okay, they're trying to, you know, and then 2 months later, Dead Space remake. I was like, dude, this looks way better. I know that game is solid. I played that game. It's very good.
You have good bones. You have good bones to work with, so that you're going to make something that's really good.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. I have it in my queue to play it again. Just haven't had the nerves. I'm not too much a horror guy. I got to play through all the Resident Evil. I'm playing number one all over again, the remake. Yeah. The Resident Evil ones are all good too.
Why aren't we talking about the finals? Which is out.
I still have to play it. Have you played it? I know it's out.
I downloaded it. I have not played it. I need to play it. Yeah, I got it on Steam. I need to play it.
I like those guys because they are remnants of the Battlefield team. They're not remnants.
They're not remnants of Battlefield.
They are basically
the Battlefield team.
They're their whole Battlefield team. I don't know what happened with the Battlefield team, to be honest, but. The finals is finally out. It's on Steam. It has like a very within the veins of the Squid Game. They made a game not very fast, but they spent like a whole year and a half on process, right? Mm-hmm. So they actually this game was supposed to be out after this other game that they have, which is called what was it called? The Raiders, Ark Raiders, or something?
Yeah, Ark Raiders. Yeah,
which looks dope too. Yeah. It just, this one developed a lot faster because of that 2 year dedication of technique research, right? So, and it looks really cool too. I mean, straight to the point. I still got to play it, but the destruction is supposedly insane.
Yeah, destructible levels. Yeah, this shit, it's just crazy.
Yeah, we got to play it. All right, hit me up, man. I can play it.
Yeah, I mean, I got a fun time, man.
But it looks cool.
Old people don't got time to play games anymore, but yeah, it's dope.
Blow shit up.
And also, like, part of me too is like, I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna play, I'm gonna have fun for like, you know, a little while, and then dudes will be in there just like one shotting me and cussing me out. And I'm like, do I have time for all of this?
Like,
but it looks like something I don't want to play though.
Well, here's the thing, like, I like Call of Duty for the longest time. I play Warzone from time to time, but it feels so heavy. Like just loading the game now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just feels like so much work.
200 gigabytes later. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to get into the menu.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess I'll play Warzone. And you sit there and you load in finally. You take like 10 minutes sitting around and then get shot. Right. And I was like, maybe I'm not, this gameplay is not my thing anymore. Like Battle Royale. Like, I don't really play any of Battle Royale games. I like Warzone, and I like the idea.
Yeah.
I mean, the graphics on Call of Duty is so great. It reminds me of Metal Gear 5, right? So I was like, oh, this feels cool, you know?
Yeah, that's what the Ori game, but the Ori Moon Studios game, No Rest for the Wicked. Yeah, that was the one. But you know what's funny? It's funny, like all these games got released and announced, and some of them got released day of. And I think Fortnite Lego sucked all the oxygen out.
Oh, yeah. Fortnite definitely does. I mean, it's an actual game.
Like, that's the only game everybody's talking about. And while other games came out, same
time. Well, it's the only game that the kids are talking about. I'll tell you that. Like, you know, all this stuff that we're talking about is like great for us, right? Mm-hmm. But from both age groups, 6 to 13, and his friends, from what I'm hearing, and how he was coding me numbers, like, I didn't know any of this when I was your age. Like, that was very surprised by that. It's like, how do you know this? Why is this a thing for you, right? Mm-hmm. But they were very interested. I guess, you know, it's just data just is very popular, and you mm-hmm. latch on to what's popular. And I guess in that way, Epic really does a good job just championing their IP right now, letting everyone know that they're best. And it works. You know, my son was, as he was talking, he was hyped about it. I was like, why are you so hype about numbers? Do you like the game or not? You know? Game Awards happened. They didn't talk about any of that. He actually talked about Fortnite, and he saw GTA, and I was like, these games are dope. And nothing else. None of these games.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, this is, to me, in recent memory, the Game Awards this year was the biggest I've it's been for a while.
Like, it's like Moon Studios, man. They got dope artists. Like no lie.
Creative. Very poetic artist.
Art direction is incredible. Yeah, the art is incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely doing a little bit more than Ori.
Yeah. Definitely.
With this one. It kind of gives me some Trine. Well,
That's what I said too. I was like, I saw some shots remind me of Trine a lot.
Yeah. Which, you know, and it's more isometric. It's not, you know,
yeah,
side scroller. So it is more difficult. Well, in terms of content, right? It's just more things to fill. Yeah. I'm all for it, man. I love it. Is it co-op too, or no? In the single player?
I don't even know. No.
But I love like the mythology. Like, without saying anything, the mythology looks dope, man. It's like Studio Ghibli monster types and creatures.
Which is part of why I like it.
Have you seen the latest movie yet? How much are you a fan?
I have not seen the latest movie yet.
Yeah. Are you going to watch the subtitle, or are you going to watch it dubbed?
I'm going to watch it with subtitles, of course. I hate dub.
They actually did a good job. I heard the whole dub.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff, man, that just got shown. But yeah, like nobody, everybody's just talking about Fortnite, you know.
I play Lego Fortnite, man. I would say it's instantly.
I uninstalled Fortnite a while ago.
I did too.
And I need to.
I don't like Battle Royale.
Just because I want to check. Yeah, I want to check out the Lego stuff and the racing.
It's fun. You'll like it. I mean, my kids were just building villages. You know, you have your own village. It's up to 8 players. So, you know, it's just you and your friends. You don't have to, like, worry about people raiding your village and destroying it. And it's very much like Minecraft. You get skeletons or monsters that you can explore. Mm-hmm. And you can build outside and craft. It's exactly like Minecraft. I was like, oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, this so much better.
Like, you're like, oh, it's Minecraft with better graphics.
Way better graphics. And it's Legos. It's like, I love Legos, right? So good. I was like, man, just hire other people. Don't make your own games anymore.
I love Legos as well, as you can tell.
Yeah. It's really fun. Yeah. That's why I was like, man, it's unreal, right? Just make my quests enabled. Just let me use my quests. Like, that's the crazy thing. It's like, it's Epic. Your engine obviously supports VR, right?
Man, and just another thing too.
Just enable it.
They showed the remake of Suicide Squad, basically, like how they went back to the drawing board and they showed the new version of it. And I'm just like,
that makes me sad, man.
I'm just like,
it makes me sad, man, because, like, to me, that studio, Rocksteady,
yeah,
had, I don't know, the magic of the PS2 era game design, right? With the Batman series. It's like, wow, this is like, how did you even plan for this, right? It was impossible on that scale. And then that team obviously dispersed for whatever reasons, right? For many reasons. And then you got Suicide Squad with this, what it sounds like, development hell, right? And it makes me sad that they couldn't stick together.
Yeah.
Batman was too crazy. I mean, they gave us Batman. I can't hate it too much, but like, man, it sucks. It sucks that these guys can't stick together. Like, I know Rockstar went through his turmoil, but like,
well, Rockstar always was like,
yeah, insane, cyclical,
yeah,
burnout. But then I see GTA 6, I was like, they're fine. See, like GTA, like people don't give it, oh, well, I mean, they sell bonkers, right?
Yeah.
But like the criticism for GTA really downplays like what it is. They always like, well, I mean, how has GTA changed from GTA 2? It's the same game. I was like, yeah, that's why it takes like 15 years to release.
No, because it's a ton of content, right?
It's a ton of content. And they
beat the hell out of the devs.
Yeah. beat the hell out of the devs.
Like, when it comes to taking care of your devs and caring about dev team, right? Like, we should care about, like,
we should.
Stories that we hear coming out of Rockstar are crazy.
It's insane.
Right. Yeah.
But then here's my equation. I'm reading through the Elon Musk, you know, biography, right? And, you know, he's a renowned asshole, right? In terms of like working a workhorse, right? But he gives us like these crazy accomplishments that no one else is doing. So I look at GTA the same way. Right. Like,
nobody else is spending 44. What was it? 44 billion?
44 billion to buy X.
But ain't nobody burning $44 billion lighting it on fire. You're right. You're right about
that. But he got SpaceX. He got Tesla. I mean, he's the one doing it. Who else could have done that? Right. But I was like, GTA is like, who else can do GTA and Red Dead? Nobody. Nobody can do that. And maybe that's the only way to do it, is what I'm saying.
No, I don't think so.
Well, maybe like, GTA 6 was made better.
That's why
it took 15 years instead of 10.
We always do this, right? We're like, hey, this thing was a success and it was built on the book and bones of like overworked people. So therefore, to be a successful game, you have to build it on the broken bones of overworked people.
Yeah.
Clearly, because this game's awesome. Look how awesome it is. It sucks all the oxygen out of the room. Clearly, you have to overwork people to be successful. Yeah. That is called survivor's bias, or you know, like or is this, it's some form of bias, right? Because you're just looking at the one sample set and saying that's, of course, that is the answer. And not looking at other successful games and how they were made, right? But I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I think, but I do think what is Rockstar's success is the creative choices that they make to build the games, right? And they have built over the years an endless supply of cash where they can
take
the time to make something at the quality that they want. Right. You know, they didn't have to, even now they didn't have to release GTA 6, you know, GTA 5 online is doing just fine. Making in tons of money. Right. So you have a ton of money. You have creative people that have been creative people in charge for years. Right. That is the recipe for success. Right. Not working people to death.
No. I just looked at this past year.
and this past year, we're laying off people like crazy.
And these are coming from studios who are treating them well or treating not well, right? So it's like, all right, what is the recipe for success here? Like, we're questioning this year. Money. If anything, you should question everything.
Money.
Like, even though we're doing it right or doing it wrong, I just feel like there's definitely one thing that's for sure. Like, developers can't be in the shadows. The longer we are in the shadows, the easier for us to be forgotten, right?
Sure, yeah.
And it keeps happening over and over. Like this whole year of layoffs, insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't own LinkedIn, or you're not a part of LinkedIn, you don't know. Like, you, there's no, it's like faceless people just like still looking for jobs right now, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm starting to see some people like, hey, I got a new job. So it's like, I'm hoping the tide will turn by the new year and stuff. Yep. Right. I am starting to see more and more of that, but it is crazy to come off a year with so much celebration. Even right now, November, like all we're talking, like, look at these great games. Like, look, the next few years look so healthy in terms of like very creative games, right? GTA 6 alone is like enough to like, I saw an article saying, will GTA 6 save the industry, right? Will it like pivot like the industry to like a crazier direction? I think it will make an impact. It will, in a big way.
No, yeah. One thing's for sure, it'll be a healthy percentage of the of the revenue that the industry generates will be GTA 6, 100%. Like, no doubt.
Big part, yeah.
Right. Like, what more it will do beyond that, undecided, right? There's a lot of cool games that get shown, right? But then in my back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, what percentage of those are actually gonna make the money back? What percentage of those are being done with the right cost in mind so that they can make the money back? How many of those will sell a million units? Or more, right? So
yeah, I get that.
That's
yeah.
always in the back of my mind, because it's like, it's every year, it's harder and harder, right, to compete with what is like, you know, the quality level at all levels is always going up, right? And so like, how do you compete and find your niche, find your customer base, and sell your games? It's something that I'm always like. The more I see stuff, I'm like, man, that's cool.
Yeah.
Five people are going to play this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I will say this. My sentiment, like, making a good game helps, obviously, yeah. right?
Well,
obviously. I mean, looking at, we didn't talk much about this, and I don't really want to. Days Gone or Days After or whatever, right? The zombie game, day after tomorrow, day after today. Who cares, right?
Was it shown at the Game Awards?
No, it's you don't know about this game? All right, now I got to talk about it. All right, I was talking about ranting. I didn't rant too much this episode, but I'll rant about this. All right, I'll show it to you. It's basically Last of Us Open World Division. You've seen it.
You talk about Days Gone.
Days Gone. Not Days Gone. Okay. Days After.
The day.
Survival
the day
game.
The day after?
Yeah, the day after. Okay. All right, so you didn't hear anything about this?
No, actually.
All right, so I'll give you the synopsis, right? Announced a couple years ago.
It's not out yet.
It is the alpha. The early access was out a couple days ago. And then 4 days after it got released, the studio closed down because they ran out of funds.
Oh.
But also because it got... what they release and what they promise.
It's called The Day Before.
Yeah, who cares? There's not day. There's no more days left. How about that, right?
It's called The Day Before. There's a game called The Day After, and there's a game called The Day Before. But it's a
stupid name, right?
Yeah. Just
call it Yesterday. What are you doing?
Because it's the day before the zombie apocalypse. But anyway, go on. Yeah.
So they announced, it looked like Last of Us Open World. Funny enough, you know, Naughty Dog's been trying to make their Last of Us Open World, not working out, funny, but like wishlist the shit out of it. Their demo was very controlled, right? It looked great. Just think Last of Us Open World, wow, what a fantastic game. They made a promotional video like that, wishlisted. But what fans were noticing as they're releasing more and more promotional stuff, like in-game footage, they kept delaying in-game footage, and when they released gameplay footage, it looked very scripted, right? And people were being suspicious. And then they look into the developers and they're like this weird developer out of nowhere with no real reputation, right? And people were like, maybe I shouldn't support this game. They finally released it after like a year delay of the original release, right? Basically, the early alpha test. This, again, it's early release, forgivable, but it showed none of the gameplay, right? It was like, oh, this is clearly a scam. And then 4 days after that, which is basically today and yesterday in the time of the recording, they announced the closure of the studio, right? Mm-hmm. That to me is a scam. That doesn't happen as much as often as it, I feel like it used to. Like I would say like this year and last year, the amount of people, it is a scam. The game's shit. It is nothing.
The game could be bad, but I'm not saying like.
Well, they closed down 4 days. What game goes to, you know.
I could see people making wrong.
Early access and close down 4 days after, dude.
I can see people making wrong decisions, wrong financial decisions, not having the experience level, right? And then just making something that's bad. And then, of course, because it's bad and they've spent all their money and nobody's buying it, and they're hoping that the early access was going to help them pay for completing the development of the game, that then they fail. Like, I could totally see that happening. You know what I mean?
They didn't have a game.
I feel you.
They had a bunch of environments.
I feel you. But that's why it's going in early access, right? So they could try and finish the game.
Yeah, it's called, because, you know, nobody... doing Star Citizen the wrong way.
Because nobody.
That's
nobody
your would, first mistake when you're running a scam. Right? Don't release it even in early access. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I keep promising forever.
Yeah, nobody funded it, right? So... fantastic. Oh,
wow. Yeah, even the name's scammy. Anyways, my point was, I feel like this year and last year, that was a huge point of concern. It's like, well, all these competitive games, you only have a certain amount of dollars. Even through inflation, I feel people are buying games more than ever. All right. Like, I would say it's the opposite. It's the other direction that I thought things were going, right? I thought with cloud streaming, with these many choices, I thought people would, like you said, be more picky, right? But every time I talk to people, they're like, yeah, I played that. That's like 5 games within 2 months, dude. It's like, that's, I thought we were having a problem. I guess no one's having problems just buying these games, right? Or getting access to these games. Through streaming or whatever, they're playing it, right? Which is the main point, right? We're making games so people can play it. I imagine they're paying for it somehow, right?
Yeah, their announcement of closing the studio, they even said we miscalculated our capabilities.
Yeah, we couldn't scam any further.
Creating games is an incredibly challenging.
It's endeavor. Really hard.
Challenging endeavor. You know, it is hard. We miscalculated our capabilities. I just see that. And I'm just like, damn. You know.
Scam.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. This is the close.
I never heard of that.
It was pretty big. I mean, Last of Us Open World, like, there's not many games.
I just looked at the trailer briefly, and I remember when they released that trailer. That was two years ago. But then I just totally forgot about that game entirely.
It definitely hit the headlines. You know, a lot of people are talking about it today, essentially, because they announced the closure today. But you know, that concern isn't much of a concern anymore in terms of people buying multiple games at the same time. Like I haven't heard too many people like making a hard choice between Zelda and another game. It's like, I only can play one, right? Like even the Oppenheimer Barbie thing, people are watching both movies. Like it feels different now. Like it used to be a problem before where people were struggling between the two, but I feel like people are just doing both.
I think you just know rich people. as always, right? I think
my area is different.
You just know people with money, right? Because I'm just gonna wait. Like, I'll buy multiple games that come out the same day because I want to play them both. Yeah. And I have no time to be playing both of these games.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Like, these games are huge, right?
Your time is definitely
Baldur's Gate and something else. You don't have time to play anything else, right?
You know? I'm playing GTA right now. I'm actually pretty content. It's a big game, dude.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is people do this. They buy multiple games and they just time is still finite.
Yeah.
right? And these games are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's things competing with your time.
That I agree. Yeah, that's definitely true. And that's just games. You know, all these movies that I want to watch, all these shows that are coming out.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So many things going on. All right. Well, I know this year, this is probably our last roundtable of the year, but I feel very hopeful in the next year or two. Like, there's so many good things, so many good games, many consumers.
Let's hope that people can get their jobs. Let's hope that we can hire people that.
I think that's the biggest disconnect. What's happening? It's like, it feels like we're moving in the right direction in terms of profitability. We're getting bigger as an industry, more recognition from outside of industry. You see all these celebrities at the Game Awards. Like, man, we're spending. They're only there because they know this is big, right?
Or they're paid to go, but
even then, while we have the money, right? Yeah, they're there, yeah. Right? The disconnect is what's going on with these developers not having jobs going into like the worst,
dude. But it's this. Making video games costs money.
But we are making so much more money than ever before.
Developers cost money, right? And with the advent of AI too, a lot of these companies are like, ooh.
I don't need these people.
I don't need these writers, do I? Do I really need them? And the answer is yes, you do. But you know, whatever. They're gonna try to do what they can, right? So I think it's gonna be even going into next year. With the advent of AI and things like this, and the further efforts to reduce cost. That's what, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, reducing costs, to try to make the same thing for less money, right? Mm-hmm. So that you can get more of a return and show growth and all these kind of things. Yeah. We're going to see, it's still going to be hard out here. And until I see the economy
bounce back,
turn around. Right,
man, if that's true, you're talking about like 2 years, 2-3 years.
And like, honestly, and right now it's like, oh, these games are coming out now, we're like, oh man, there's so many good games coming out, but we don't know what all of this, what effect this will have on the next 3-4 years of games,
like their release dates.
Yeah,
I guess that's true. Yeah, a lot of these trailers are not for next year.
So actually, at the Game Awards, they showed a lot of games that say they're coming out in 2024, but of course, a lot of them are probably
going to slip. They're all delayed.
A lot of them are going to slip, right? But yeah, man, like, yeah, it'd be good to see. I'm interested to see how the economy turns around, how people find their jobs. Well, what does the state?
Well, I mean, I guess the biggest thing next year is the Apple Vision, right?
Yeah, that's not games, though. Apple don't care about games.
They said that about the iPhone, and it's like the biggest console ever made.
I mean, people play a lot of games on those things, but Apple has consistently shown they give two shits about video games.
I mean, the tone has changed, right? Since
No.
I mean, they talk about games now.
No. Oh, not okay. Nearly as much Never as mind. They should. Not nearly as much as they should. Yeah.
Wow. Well, do you see that as any impact on the gaming industry? That Vision thing, it's like the only hardware that's coming out next year that I know of that's a thing, right?
Yeah, like I mean, it's gonna have something on XR and VR, I think, landscape, but games, I don't think so. But like on VR AR apps and the growth of VR and AR, it could do something there for sure.
Oh my god. Next year's so crazy, dude. I mean, the last time I talked to you, you know, the whole fiasco at OpenAI firing and rehiring.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
People saying that they discovered like a major breakthrough general AI as part of the rumor of why they got scared. And like, is there any truth to that? Like,
no. Pretty sure no. Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure like the one rumor I did hear is like more along the lines of the trust and safety person needed to get
the Ilya guy
wanted to get that person up out of there.
Didn't like him,
and that cost the whole. It was a lady, and then across the whole board to turn on him. And
so it was just petty. I don't like that guy. It was not like a technology breakthrough.
You're not gonna find out what the reason was, right? But I'm sure it's some reason around safety of AI and OpenAI's approach to safety. Because I said something earlier about AI moving so fast, right?
Yeah.
because it moves so fast, sometimes people cut corners. And then when you have things like trust and safety and ethics, those things kind of seem
take a backseat.
They'll slow down progress sometimes, right? And sometimes you need progress to be a lot faster, right?
Need that money, dude.
And so you're gonna get disputes around that kind of
stuff. I will say this: it'll come. Hey, we'll end it with this, right? Being such a long resident of San Francisco. Like, how did you feel when they were able to clean up the streets for China for like a couple of days?
Okay, hold on.
Are you breaking?
San Francisco does this for every event. The Super Bowl was in San Francisco, they did this. Yeah. When any event happens, when Salesforce happened,
yeah,
Dreamforce happened, they did this, right?
Can they do it for GDC next year? Because I would love.
Is GDC big enough? I don't know, right? But they do this every time, right? But I will say this, I keep saying this, right?
Yeah.
Before pandemic to now,
yeah,
there's so much less people down in that area.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Yeah.
Right. So folks that are complaining about things in that vein of homelessness and all this, they have no idea what it was looking like in 2018 and 2017.
I remember what it looked like when I was there.
No clue, right? Because I'm down there quite often.
All the time.
Yeah. And it's just like way less people than back in them times, right? It's like, I'm like, man, it's not just down here. Because it's very empty, right?
And is that a good thing or bad? What are you saying?
I think it's good for me because I don't like the crowds, right? But I would say like
when bad for the city.
But then people say, yeah, why is it empty then? It's because the homeless. No, it's empty because everybody's at home working, right? And you know, and then that's affecting the local businesses because then they're not getting the lunch traffic, they're not getting the shopping. And then it just compounds and just makes things go bad. And of course, the easiest way to think to blame it on is like, oh, these people coming in stealing my shit, or oh my gosh, the homeless people. San Francisco has to fix those problems 100%.
Yeah.
Right. But the reason why it's so deserted and empty is because ain't nobody going to work.
Yeah.
Right. And every time there's a major thing in San Francisco, they clean up the streets and move the blight somewhere else. Right.
Where do they go? Let's just shelter somewhere else.
Yeah, just move somewhere else. Who cares? As long as you don't see them, right? Like if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's.
Well, I care a bit. Stay there?
why can't San Francisco permanently clean up the city? That's a good question. You should ask the mayor that.
Yeah. Because I love San Francisco. I fell in love with the city the first time I laid eyes on it. I mean, it's a big reason I'm there.
It's still a great city.
But they're closing everything here. This is what scares me. Have you been to Portland lately?
Yeah.
You have?
Not Portland, Oregon.
Within the last 2 years. Yeah.
I think I was there 3-4 years ago.
So I was there maybe just last year, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people say Oregon, Portland, especially, is San Francisco in the future, right? Very progressive. Mm-hmm. Holy crap, man. It was like a ghost town. Like all the major shops were not around. Yeah. Homeless everywhere.
Was the street food park still there?
No, that's the thing. The Portland. Yeah, that's why, you know, it was my first time there. Right. And Portland is known as like a foodie place. They had like these shops with very unique names, and they're not changed food place at all. I was like, oh, man. And every time I go there, it's closed permanently. Like there was a bat. There was dirt when I went. It was in the middle of this exodus out of Portland.
And did you go to the food truck park? Because a bunch of food.
I did have a food truck and it was nice, right? But it was sad to kind of see just everything empty, right? And it could be the pandemic, but it was a lot of homeless going on.
Brick and mortar at the same time.
Brick and mortar is sadly not dead anymore.
people want to blame it on homelessness and all this in the cities.
Yeah.
Brick and mortar is dead.
Yeah.
Why? Because everybody is at home working, right?
Yeah.
And there's less people in the streets, and online shopping and.
All right, I'm with you, man. I don't like crowds either. I don't like going to LA. I didn't like San Francisco where we were like brushing shoulders with everybody.
Yeah.
So if I go back to GDC, I mean, it's going to be filled up with GDC people, but yeah, it'd be nice to me to be not so full.
And it'll be the same story. People go to GDC, be like, ah, oh, so much homeless people here. I don't like this. You know, it'll be the same story. You know, San Francisco needs to work on the homelessness problem
it's a problem
and solve it. Right. But restaurants, I'm closing because of crime and homelessness. No, you're closing because your food stinks. That's why you're closing. Nobody is eating at your restaurant because your food is bad, right?
There's a lot of bad, overhyped restaurants.
Atelier Crane ain't closing, right? You know what I mean? And a bunch of good restaurants ain't closing. You closing because your food bad, right? Yeah. And then you just want to find excuses, right? So,
yeah. All right. I look forward to going back. I haven't been back there for a while. Mm-hmm. But I think honestly, March is going to be a good time. It feels like things are kind of crawling back, not to the way it was before the pandemic. That's a crazy time period. But at least before the pandemic, when things were stable, right?
Yeah.
And healthy, in my opinion, it feels like March would be a good time to kind of see everything come back.
You come back, man. Come. We'll hang out.
Yeah, we'll hang out for sure.
I got some spots.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I miss hanging out there. It's still an amazing city, so I just hope all this gets fixed, right? I have to be in LA soon.
Don't. My number one rule is do not believe what you see on the news.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing it with my own eyes. This is crap. This is insane. But I have fun with GDC every time, so I'll be fine. Yeah. I mean, we lived up there for a long time, so I know what San Francisco's like.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it, guys. That's the roundtable. A lot of stuff happened this past month. I was slightly wrong about Epic.
You're very wrong about Epic, but actually, but
I know I was very right about the wrong things about Epic.
Oh,
I
just, wow.
And the things that I asked, they're doing. All right. That's all. I'll say that.
All right.
This is exactly what they need to do. This is the correct. Just keep the four modes that are working, right? The four different offerings, and just get rid of the rest. Honestly, just get rid of it.
I just want to know how they're monetizing it. So,
well, I know they're selling a lot of Lego sets, right? That makes sense. If you open up Fortnite Lego, you can see. Oh, dude, they're gonna make so much money off of this.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna install it. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, play it. It's so much fun. I haven't tried out the festival. I haven't tried out the racing one yet, but the festival one, I can see it. Right, they're already doing M&M concerts. It's like, oh, this is what they're doing. Instead of just being a part of it, you're gonna play along with the notes. Very smart. Very smart how they're doing it. I had no idea they bought Harmonix. I completely missed that. I mean, Harmonix is not doing anything right now besides this, right? This is it. Yeah. I hope for the best. There's not a lot of rhythm dedicated game studios anymore. Yep.
Yeah. Dude, that happened in 2021, bro.
Right? Yeah, come on. There's so many things happening
years,
during that time.
2 years, man.
So they worked on that for 2 years and.
All right.
Good night. See you guys. Latest.
Peace.
Hello, everybody. Brandon here. I want to talk to you today about something very special. We've been on this wild ride together, haven't we? From my early days as a senior employee, feeling a bit lost, all the way to leading multiple studios, transitioning to smaller indie teams and to the mobile industry, and now running my own game studio for the last 6 years. Throughout this time, you've been here listening and learning along with me, sharing this never-ending journey of discovery. This year, I'm kind of on this quest of meeting serial studio founders, discussing acquisitions, or exploring what it takes to grow a studio to over 100 developers. I've always tried to find an exciting topic to delve into, and every year is a little different. The focus is a little different because that's where I am in my career currently, and I want to be able to share what I'm learning with you guys. So I've always been dedicated to asking the tough questions, bringing you insightful answers from industry leaders and experts. And now I want to share with you how I'm applying these answers to my own journey. This is why I'm excited to announce that for just $1.99 per month, you can now subscribe to our exclusive content series. These bonus episodes will give you a deeper look into my personal experiences and how I'm putting into practice what our esteemed guests are preaching. It's more of a personal side of the journey that I hope will show you that we're all in this together and we're all continuously learning. Whether you're a game developer, studio founder, or just a passionate gamer, there's something in it for everyone. By subscribing, not only will you gain access to this exclusive content, but you also be supporting the ongoing production of the regular programming. It helps keeps the lights on and ensures that I can continue bringing you top quality content and insight into the world of game development. The links to subscribe are in the description. Your support means the world to me and helps me keep doing what I love, sharing this journey with you. So show some love, hit that subscribe button, and let's continue this adventure together. Thank you all for your continued support. And as always, stay tuned for more exciting content. Until next time, this is Brandon, signing off.